Yeah, it's time for What You Need to Know. It's being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Look what's going on here, Clinton Yates.
What's up?
J.B. Long, the voice of the Rams. Maurice Jones-Drew, radio analyst of the Rams.
They got their lovely polos on. Everybody's looking good.
Looking very sharp today.
Handsome Man community, though, standing out in the tank. Just wanted to set that up so I could knock it down, Greg. Tell you what.
And you did.
All right, we're live at Rams training camp, and we go back to our studios in downtown Los Angeles, where Laura Romo, at Unique, U-N-E-E-Q underscore, is standing by with What You Need to Know. Hi, Laura.
What up, guys? You guys sound like you guys are having a lot of fun.
We are.
Yeah. A lot of handsome men over there. you keep
bingo,
saying
bingo,
that,
hit the know? Ding. I know, exactly.
Right?
Help you out.
All right.
A little sweaty.
There it is.
Okay. So what you need to know. So Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher made headlines, but I'm sure they smelled them a mile away as they were talking. The Hollywood couple were guests on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, and they dropped a very smelly bomb. They talked about how they don't shower regularly, them or their kids, which I was like, excuse me. It's hot in LA.
Right.
Just say it, okay?
What are we doing?
Exactly. So Mila was asked why, and she said that as a child, she didn't have hot water, so she didn't shower regularly anyways, and it's a practice that she is passing down to her children. And they said...
A practice?
Yes. It says, if you can see the dirt
on
them... It's all good. It's all good. She said, if you can see the dirt on them, then clean them. Actually, it was Ashton that said that. Otherwise, there's no point. He also revealed that he only uses soap in his under his armpits and in other private areas, but nothing else ever.
Where I'm sweaty.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. This is gross, just to be clear. I mean, I don't want my stance on this to be confused in any regard at all. This is unsanitary, unhygienic, and unsavory is another word that comes to mind here. Particularly during a pandemic, the notion of not washing being a public stance you want to take, I don't really understand. But they're also rich and famous, and they have all sorts of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if your people aren't going to be around my people, you can bathe, non-bathe all you want. But, like, if you're mingling amongst the hoi polloi, that's not going to fly. That's just nasty. That's the only way I can put it, Cap. It's nasty.
Well, here's the thing. So... Like,
right.
Especially little kids. It'd say how old their kids are, because let me tell you something
Four
about little
eight.
Kids. They stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, little kids stink, okay, because little kids don't use deodorant, you know?
Little mm-hmm. kids are active.
And right, and they're running around, especially little boys. Take it from me, all right? I'm telling you, they stink. And the notion of not bathing these children. Now, by the way, here's another thing. These are rich, famous Hollywood celebrities mm-hmm. who have really nice houses, and inside those nice houses, they got really bomb bathrooms. And they got those showers, one that's coming from up top, five or six that are coming from off the wall. I mean, the kind of showers that you're like, wow, I don't even want to leave this shower. You got a seat in the shower. They're big. They're comfy. They probably got a steam room in there. What's wrong with these guys? Seriously, clean your kids. Clean yourself. All right?
Yeah, it's gross. You know, Funkified. You know that song by the Brat? That's what you should have played.
Yo, for
so
real.
So Funkified. I love that song.
The
I don't know
memes
where I was. Singing on the show, once again, happening. Yeah.
You know, we're out here at training camp, and I had a teammate of mine in college, and then for a brief period of time in the pros, and this guy absolutely refused to shower after a practice or a game.
What is that about?
Ew.
It's gross.
It's nasty.
This guy,
I love showering.
Agreed.
It's a great place to
Agreed.
Be.
Great place. Yep. I mean, one of my favorite locations on earth in my lifetime, mm-hmm. in my 40 years in the handsome man community, when I was in the handsome boy modeling club before that. That's a joke. There's a whole album. Anyway, like, showering is fun. You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about here? You get clean.
Yep.
You get the power wash element. You get the radio going at the same mm-hmm. time so you can dance and sing and all that. I mean, come on, man. People aren't having fun in your life if you're not showering and bathing your children. You know what I'm saying? Because other people don't want to be around you. That's nasty.
They're not doing
anyway.
Life right.
I mean, Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. I mean, Ashton Kutcher, like, I get his whole, like, act is kind of like, look at me. I'm a little disheveled all the time, you know? But come on, dude. Not only have you made so much money as an actor, you have made so much money as an investor.
And other things, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Take a shower and put on some deodorant. You know, clean yourself
it,
up.
Yeah.
Get some body soap from Costco, you know, and clean yourself up. But I'm serious. I had a teammate who would not shower after practices or after games. And this guy would get done with games, and everybody would go to like a tailgate party, you know, people party in the parking lot kind of thing. And he'd show up. He just took off his uniform, put on his clothes, and went out to the game. He's a star, too. First-round draft choice, played in every play. I mean, this guy was a star.
Oh.
Would not shower because he refused to shower with his teammates.
Oh, so he had a stage fright situation.
I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah. It wasn't even like homophobia. It was just pure stage fright.
He just didn't want to be around. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
I'm like, what is your problem, bro? He's like, what, you want to shower with 100 guys? I'm like, I don't care. I don't really care.
Right.
Doesn't really matter to me. So that's gross, Ashton Kutcher.
Thank you, Laura.
All right, there you go. So we're live here at Rams training camp, and interesting, Clinton, as the afternoon has gone on.
Gotten a little warmer for those of you who are paying attention to that kind of thing. The temperature has risen.
It has. And in practice here, everybody's gone from individual group drills, and now we've got team drills.
Team red zone, or what they call it. What do they call it? Like the red zone extended, the green zone? Is that what we're calling it? I don't know. There's a lot of different terms that different teams use for terminologies, but let's see. Who's that?
Well,
check my roster.
You got offense versus defense. The offense in the blue jerseys. The defense in the white jerseys. And you got all the other players standing behind them as the Rams offense is going in from about the 25-yard line.
These are the twos. These are the twos of the offense against the ones of the defense, because that's Wolford. He's wearing pants, by the way, for those of you who are wondering what's going on from a sartorial standpoint in the position rooms. Wolford is wearing pants. Stafford is not.
I like to wear long sleeves and pants, especially when it's really hot.
So you can get a little sweat going?
Yeah, I really want to get the sweat.
I mean, that's
cooking,
a real thing.
You know, get a nice lather worked up.
So you can not shower after.
No. I will shower. I will shower with the team.
So.
No problem.
Lakers.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Lakers. I'm going to read you a headline. Report. Lakers officials worried that LeBron James and Anthony Davis's window may be shorter than originally anticipated. This story comes from Lakers Daily. Now, I have a couple things to say about this matter because we talk about the Lakers obviously a lot on this station. This to me is news in the sense that I'm glad we're finally talking about this out loud, because I think that most reasonable NBA fans, when Planet LeBron came crashing into Laker Nation, looked at that and said, this might last for the entire – with the four-year – he signed a four-year deal off the top, right?
Yes, he did.
4 years, but a lot of people were thinking, that fourth year, and it was very difficult to talk about because LeBron had never been hurt to that point. And it was looking like Hayden, like, oh, well, if LeBron can't make it 4 years, who can, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, well, hold on here. There's just age, there's attrition, and in general, like, it's hard to believe that it's going to last that long, and that's not a knock on anybody. We've seen how it's developed. They won the ring, but I'm glad that those two things happened in conjunction with each other, because now the expectations are not outrageously unreasonable if we can have discussions like this. First of all, they won a ring in the pandemic, in the bubble. Second of all, you know, you know that things are not going to be as easy as possible. Maybe we can lower the heat on championship or bust. You know what I'm saying? As far as how the Lakers build, never mind how they execute, Scott.
Well, okay, Clinton Yates. Hold on a second here. I like what you're trying to sell, but here's where I think the problem lies. First of all, Laker fans, I'm looking at you, Greg Bergman.
Of course you are.
Are exactly like Dodger fans. They believe that the title belongs to them.
It doesn't.
And when you add LeBron, now we are entitled to the title.
Right.
It's not entitled to the title. It's just that when you have LeBron James on your team with Anthony Davis, you have two top five players on your team. Yes, you feel like you can go to a championship every single year and win a finals every single year because of those two specifically. Now, whether or not that window is closing, of course it is. The guy's going to be 37, 38 years old by the time this contract is up. So it's starting to shrink. Absolutely.
But I don't know why this is news, though. Like, to me, isn't this just, like, common sense? Did somebody need to publish an article today?
I agree. But if you ask somebody right now, we could go to the phones for all I care. Ask, if LeBron James never wins another NBA title with the Los Angeles Lakers, has his time here been a success? And I bet you a lot of people would say maybe it's a disappointment because expectations were on one plus rings, minimum, Scott, when he got here, you know? And this at least lets me know that Laker fan is living in reality and not just la-la land, pun intended, Greg.
Right. So, look, if he wins one championship and that's all he does in his time here, It is successful. I don't care what anybody says. Okay. Yes, you won a championship.
Mark it down. It is 5:09 p.m. Greg has said expectations have been met.
No, yeah. No, the expectations are higher. What you asked whether it was successful or not.
Right.
The expectation is for him to win multiple years, win multiple championships while he still can, while AD is still in his prime years as well. And that's why you're trying to add another player to all this.
Right.
But the fact is that this year, they could have done it again this year. They could have gone back-to-back this year.
I don't know about
that. What happened?
Anthony Davis got hurt.
Yeah.
What about LeBron? Did LeBron get hurt?
LeBron was hurt, but he was still playing. He wasn't 100% sure. But he
and
was
so that's just going to improve?
How do you know?
No. Well, look, whatever happens, that was a freak injury. I mean, it was not something that it was a freak injury. It wasn't something that was like, oh, this was a chronic pain in his elbow or something.
I don't know. He didn't think it was a freak injury. He thought somebody intentionally jumped on him.
Well, yeah, it was Solomon Hill, and he kind of rolled into him. And maybe was it whether it was intentional or not, we are never going to know. But the fact of the matter is, he was banged up, and Anthony Davis, in a shorter season, got hurt. And it was kind of expected to happen because of what is but has passed. But either way, you thought they were going to win this year. I honestly believe they were going to win a championship this year.
I think everybody thought they were going to win a championship this year until the injuries happened, which is why the window could be closing. What do you mean it doesn't count?
It doesn't count for like the injury conversation because everybody got injured. It was a short offseason. Everybody got injured.
Okay.
So That's my whole point.
They
about
were the eighth seed, though. They had to play in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
The achievements are trending the wrong way, and that's again, this is not a knock on anybody, but like, I think too often we try to just say, oh, well, that's them until proven otherwise. Well, it's been proven otherwise. Injury is a real thing. You know what I'm saying? The competition in the Western Conference, never mind the NBA writ large, is going up. They got popped by the Suns, who were a better basketball team.
Well,
okay.
What do you mean, well, they did.
They were up 2-1 in that series. Anthony Davis goes down, and then they got swept the rest of the way. Anthony Davis doesn't go down. That's a totally different series. I even think they win that series and go to the finals.
Listen, I'm the idiot that said 2-1, it's over.
Right.
I'm the moron that came on the air and went, well, you
because
know
it
what?
Would have been.
It's over. Yeah. 2-1, it's over. So look, here's the thing. LeBron is getting older, and LeBron has been hurt 2 of the last 3 years. Anthony Davis will have another year on his body and will spend the entire offseason working on acrobatics so that he can fall gracefully. And we'll see if he can actually – look at Clinton Yates.
You can see me live on the stream getting my stretch on, by the
way. Very nice.
Guys.
Very good.
We'll do that.
Tank top and all.
Tank top and all.
That's a good stretching move for you.
I'm doing my best. This is what I do before infield practice.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
The people behind you are loving this view.
There are people behind you. Be careful.
Right.
Be careful.
Sorry, I did not mean to derail the show. My bad.
Right, we are at Rams training camp. Yeah, they're having a good time. We are at Rams training camp. This is the SLK on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, the SLK is live from UC Irvine at Rams training camp. Thousands of fans in attendance for the first day. Everybody taking a look at Matthew Stafford. In fact, all the fans, Clinton, from the north side of the field and the west grandstands have all moved to the south and to the east as both the offense and defense are practicing against each other over here. What do you think about that?
It's a good setup. It's a good look. Families are out here enjoying themselves. People are having a good time. A lot of jerseys out here. And a lot of just general, like, I would say excitement to look at other people. I talked about this briefly last week. I went to the All-Star game for MLB in Denver, and half the thing was people forgot that we hadn't done it the year before. So just looking at each other was half the fun. I feel like there's a lot of camaraderie out here. That's a big part of what training camp is.
All right, DeMarco Farr, the former Rams defensive tackle, the current Rams sideline analyst on radio, is standing by with us right now. What's up, my man? How are you? Wait a second. Hold on. Do we have him on the air? Hold on. Do we have DeMarco on? All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to turn on his microphone. This is live radio. These things happen. It's all good. There he is.
There he is.
Hey, what's
hey
happening?
Now. There he hey is.
Now. I'm with Clinton. I don't know how to, like, interact. Do I? When they reach in for a handshake, I'm going in for a
for
fist
a
bump or an elbow.
What
or,
are we doing? Yeah.
You know, if they come in for a hug, I run, you know? I'm trying to get used to this. Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, act like everything's normal. Like, so when I see people, I'm like, hey, how you doing? I put my hand out. I don't really want to shake your hand, but I'm willing to if you're willing to accept mine. But then what I'm finding is people will shake at the hello and elbow at the goodbye.
Yeah. I see ya. You got more guts than I do. I don't even extend the hand yet. I just wait and see what you're doing. I'm trying to give off the vibe, like, just, you know, say hi and we'll keep it pushing. But I'm getting used to it. We're good.
Well, DeMarco, let me ask you this. Coming into this training camp, there's a lot of things that have happened, obviously, in the Rams offseason. But what to you is – I know it sounds obvious to talk about the quarterback.
Yeah.
But what to you is the most important thing that's happened to this team? And that goes from coaches, that goes from rosters, and that goes from, you know, everything else.
Well, I mean, you're going to miss some of these coaches. We were just, you know, surrounded or walking the field thinking about Aubrey Pleasant, who's not here, and what he meant to this football team. So you're going to have to get better from there. But, yeah, I mean – outside of Matthew Stafford, I guess the new news is how are you going to get around Cam Newton?
Or Akers.
Cam Akers, excuse me, with that injury at running back. So how do you reshuffle that deck? Is Daryl Henderson ready for primetime? I thought he played like gangbusters when he was available last season. So maybe you don't miss or lose anything. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think you've upgraded quarterback. That's no knock on Jared Goff. I just think Matthew Stafford is a better thrower of the football than Jared Goff is. So as long as you're starting with that guy, number nine, I think – you're better than half the league already. You know, some teams are still trying to figure it out. But, yeah, having that guy at quarterback has that calming effect. And then you add Jalen Ramsey. You watch what he can do. You watch Aaron Donald. I mean, you're talking about the supermen of the NFL, and they're both on the field at the same time wearing the same uniform. So there's a lot of good things, a lot of positives out there.
All right, wait a second. Andrew Whitworth is coming over here right now, and you guys are apparently doing something
back
on the website.
All right, see you later.
Go
that
ahead.
Was quick.
That
Bang.
Was quick. Hey, that was really, really concise, man.
Impact appearance. All right.
Way to put that together. I mean,
live radio.
Concise
nothing,
with your
nothing like it.
Thoughts and, yeah. Andrew Whitworth is one of the most interesting-looking characters to me in football.
Yeah.
Just because he's so tall and so big and he's so top-heavy and so skinny in the legs. But Robert Woods is coming by. My man.
What's up, man?
What's up, dude? All right, Robert Woods is coming by, Rams wide receiver. Good to see you, man. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt, man.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's good to see you.
You too.
You know, I've been following you and your wife on social media, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you guys got a nice life going.
Yeah, I got a little bit going on. Just, you know, waiting on our next chapter or our next journey. Just excited for what's next.
All right. I would like to ask you, you know,
It's
day one. You know, it's the early part of training camp. But what's going on out there? How's it going?
Feels good. You know, coming back. First off, you know, coming in on the bus and seeing all the fans lined up, coming to greet us and stuff. Really great feeling to have the fans back. But really coming out here, get back with the team day one, fly around, legs feeling good, players feeling good, really to connect again and get back with the guys. Day one, I think, was a good start and really something to build on.
So morale is high. We like to hear that.
Yeah.
What were your personal goals in terms of your offseason and what you've got coming up in this training camp in terms of what you're going to do to contribute to this team?
I would say my biggest goal and what I worked on this offseason really is like finishing plays. I know it was a lot of like exciting plays, 40 yards, 50 yard plays. But my biggest goal this offseason was turning those plays into touchdowns, really breaking them out, making guys, you know, just really outrunning people.
Okay.
Finishing through the end zone.
All right, man. We're talking to Robert Woods, Rams wide receiver, USC product. Let me ask you this. Do you have thoughts, maybe like, you know, you're daydreaming, of catching a touchdown in SoFi but with a packed house? Because you had a couple of touchdowns at the Coliseum where you jumped into the stands.
Yeah.
You know, you had rappers all over you partying and celebrating with you. I mean, have you thought about what it's going to be like in that stadium?
Yeah, we're actually trying to locate where they're going to be now. I was talking about it with Sean, just that experience of, you know, that back corner of the end zone. You know, that was our section. We had, you know, Floyd Mayweather back there, you know, had YG, Post Malone, all these, you
Posty.
Know, you know, these guys here at these Ram games. So we're going to try to pack out so far, have all these fans here, the celebrities here. So we'll be doing LA and put on a show for them.
On the other side of the ball on this team, you guys have a lot of dudes who run around. What's it like to watch those guys play, number one defense, in terms of what that brings from just a psychological advantage when you're lining up on the other side?
Yeah, exciting. You see what they were making, the plays that they were making today. You see Jalen out there. You see Aaron Donald. And I really want to, you know, credit Terrell Burgess today. He had some big plays, had an interception, had a pass breakup. But really our young guys flying around, and these rookies getting a chance to make plays in front of our fans and really just – do it consistently. You know, we saw it day one. We saw it year one. You know, how long can you keep this up?
All right, man. Robert Woods is here. We are live at Rams training camp. It is the SLK on 710 ESPN. All right. This may be a really dumb question, but here it goes. Is there a difference in catching a football from one quarterback to another quarterback?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Way to ask that, yeah. I would say, of course, every different quarterback has their talents and their different attributes and what makes them good. So, you know, different quarterbacks have different touch, you know, different qualities, whether it's being more mobile in the pocket, being able to throw, whether it's deeper, you know, whether it's short accuracy. I think every quarterback has their own talents and bring different things to the table.
All right, man.
They're cheering for you, man. They're cheering for you.
I'm like, who are they
cheering
for?
Okay, so just to break this down, to what we call stage left, we've got the post-game show, and we're sort of in a media, what is it? What do they call it? Radio Row situation? Yeah. But so people are cheering for
Wait,
other
hold
shows
on one second. Right hold on one second.
Cap is going to make a scene.
Hey,
this is what's happening. Cap is taking off the head nets.
Going on over there.
So play by play.
Cheering for
Cap is now
right
trying
there.
To get the crowd to cheer for Robert.
I see some twos in the crowd.
See some twos.
See some twos in the crowd.
See,
there you go.
We out here. Oh, yeah.
We out here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what
yes,
I'm talking
sir.
About.
Back outside.
Right.
What I'm
back,
talking
back
about.
Back outside
right
is
there.
Absolutely correct.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate that.
You
appreciate
got that,
you
man.
Get fired up sometime.
Got that. Right on. You guys work out together in the offseason, you and Stafford at all, or maybe Deshaun and you guys work out?
Yeah, we did. That was one of the biggest things. I know a lot of guys were training in a lot of different places. You know, Cooper back in I want to say it was Portland. A few guys, you know, all over the place. But I think it was a big thing that we were able to get together towards the end of the offseason, get together a few weeks ago and really work on our time and really go out there and throw. And really, was I feel like, obviously, we're getting work in. I was really impressed with just Stafford being out there. One of the longest throwing sessions, you know, we've ever been a part of.
Mm, okay.
But just really putting in that work, you know, asking our receivers to do a lot. And even if, you know, if a receiver was tired, he's just asking, you can spot up. I still want to make that throw. I think that's the type of dedication we see in Stafford and his quarterback. I think it's real positive for our receiver group and our team just to see somebody, one of our leaders, with a work ethic like that.
All right, man. Go get some water, dude. Catch a blow.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
good
great to see
to
you, man.
See you guys.
What did you do this offseason? You do anything fun with you and your wife? You guys go anywhere? Do something?
I thought you said you were following them all offseason.
I know
you should know.
But I want you to talk to everybody else about what you did.
Let's see. I mean, we was really just waiting in the house. You know, wife was pregnant.
Okay.
You know, baby number one on the way, baby Woods. She'll be in SoFi Stadium.
Congrats.
Yes, sir. She'll be wearing a number two jersey. You guys look out for her.
All right.
Number one Robert Woods fan. But, yeah, just that, you know, waiting for baby Wade Woods.
Dude, it's awesome, man. Great to
Excellent.
See you, dude.
Thank you, guys. See
Great
you guys.
To see you. Congrats
Thank
on all
you.
Your success, bro.
Yep.
Right on. Robert Woods, everybody.
This guy's got the LA USC setup going on. This is with the Yeah.
All right.
Big fan.
All right, nice, man. Really nice. All right, stick around, everybody. We are at Rams training camp, and coming up, yeah, it is time for Would You Rather. I'm going to be very curious to hear what Greg comes up with in the Rams training camp version of Would You Rather. That is next. This is SLK on 710 ESPN. We are live at Rams training camp, driven by your Southern California Hyundai dealers. Get the Hyundai you've always wanted. It's your journey. Own it. It's SLK on 710 ESPN. Clinton Yates, we're at the halfway point here of today's broadcast. How you feeling today, man?
Halftime, I'm feeling very good. The breeze has come in. The sun has gone down. We pulled off a radio twofer in the last segment. Got two guests in one. That is not easy to do. And look who's here. Look who's here.
Yep. She is known internationally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
As the program director of 710 ESPN, Amanda Brown is going to play Would You Rather.
I've always wanted to play this. I'm okay. Super excited.
She's got
Have
the
you really?
She's got the stunner shades on for those of you. Show the camera. Just pop in so they can see you.
Yeah, we are streaming.
We are streaming.
On Twitter, on Facebook. So if you're following at ESPN Los Angeles, we are streaming live video from here at Rams training camp. All right, Greg Bergman. This was, you know, advertised as the Rams version of Would You Rather. Here we are at Rams training camp. What do you say,
so,
sir?
So, really, this is just the normal game at Rams training camp. I did not make anything that
Noted.
Was Rams related. So, we're going to start with Amanda, though, because this is her first time.
The guest.
All right, Amanda. Amanda,
I mean, I play along every day when I listen.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, right.
That's good. I'm glad.
Like
we get some good ones.
Yesterday, the no elbows, no knees.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually out walking,
you showed
and
your
I
work
was doing
there.
This yeah. while I was out walking.
What would you have rather?
You know, at first I was like, oh, I'd rather have no knees. But then by the end, I'm like, how am I going to eat?
Right.
That was my problem.
The food is the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yeah. What do we got?
All right. So let's start here. So, Amanda, would you rather never age physically or never age mentally?
I would rather not age physically.
Yeah, at this stage.
Mentally, I don't care. As long as I look hot, if I'm stupid and I don't remember things, whatever.
Hey, it's honest.
I mean, honest, as a dude, would you care if I was hot?
Well, obviously, as handsome man club over here. As a member of the handsome man community, obviously, this is my wheelhouse. The thing is that if you don't age mentally, then what is the purpose of looking good on some level? As a man, these are different things. Now, also, because of ridiculous European standards of beauty, guys are given much more grace.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Far longer. So I would rather not age. Whatever. I don't mind aging physically because, again, I'm a member
Silver
of the community.
Silver fox.
A member of the community.
Guys become silver foxes.
Membership has its privileges, Scott.
Guys do become silver foxes unless, of course, you get your hair dyed like I did earlier this week because I refuse to become a silver fox. I'm with Amanda. I want to be hot. I don't care how dumb I might be or how I don't progress emotionally. I want to be good looking, and it's hard. It's, you know, I'm not even in the handsome man.
Hard work. Again,
application still pending. We're right. Still reviewing the references.
All right, Laura, what about you?
I'm with Clinton. I'd rather if I'm ugly, whatever. As long as I have a good mind, I'm good. I'll go that way.
There you go. All right. It's gonna be a little bit of a weird one, Clinton.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a monkey as a pet? Or a pet chameleon?
Oh, what kind of, that, yeah. This is easy.
Chameleon, monkeys rip people's faces off, dog. And they fling excrement. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want a monkey anywhere. And they smell bad. I don't even know what a chameleon even, like.
Kind of boring.
Sounds like. You know what I'm saying? The question is there, would you lose the chameleon in the house and therefore you have a problem because of the camouflage, obviously. But no, keep the primates away. No chance.
Is a chameleon a lizard? Like a big, ugly lizard?
Yeah, it changes colors.
Well, they're not necessarily ugly, but like they change the colors to adapt to their environment.
Like, yeah. If they're on a stick, it'll be the same color.
How
as
are
a
you
stick.
This old and you don't know these things?
Oh, I feel like
this
I
is
knew,
nothing new.
I knew the word chameleon, but I wasn't sure the animal chameleon. And I really don't like lizards. I don't, they're like those big, ugly lizards that, like, I don't know, man, they're gross. And so I think I'm going to try and get down with. With the chimp or was
Bubbles?
It?
Bubbles?
It's a monkey.
A monkey.
Yeah, I think monkeys sound cute. Like, I walk around, I have my monkey hold it on to me. I think a monkey is cute.
Okay.
I'm with Cap, and actually, I have a friend who has a cute little pet monkey. Her name is Tiki the Monkey. And she has her own Instagram, Tiki the Monkey.
At Tiki the Monkey.
Shout out!
I've never heard you make that sound.
She's super cute. I also
large is this monkey?
Well, this is a little one, and it won't grow big. It's like a little tiny monkey.
Like the size of an actual doll. Like, a tiny monkey doesn't mean much if you don't know how big other monkeys
like this,
are.
Like a little bit bigger than a rat.
How about compared to a baby?
It's smaller than a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, but I also, as a kid, my grandparents had neighbors who had monkeys. And they would go to, like, fairs and stuff. They had, like, the grinding machine, and they had, like, the monkeys. And I always enjoy the monkeys.
And they stole your wallets. And
I'm going monkey.
Wow.
Laura,
because
what about
they
you?
Could steal other people's wallets and bring me money. So, I mean, they got tricks.
Yeah. I like it, Laura.
Chameleons only change color to their environment. A monkey, you can teach them tricks.
It is kind of, that offense is kind of limited with the chameleon. You know, they really only run in one play.
Yeah.
Well.
Laura?
Okay, so I
would you rather have a monkey as a pet or a pet chameleon?
The monkey. And I actually looked at Tiki the Monkey. I'm going to start following. So cute.
Yeah. Told you.
So cute.
Does Tiki the Monkey have, like, a lot of followers? And does Tiki the Monkey become an influencer that makes a lot of money?
I don't know, but my friend's probably going to be like, why all of a sudden has Tiki gotten all of these followers?
Tiki
the Monkey.
Tiki's cute. Has 123 followers, 4 posts. Yeah.
Tiki lives in Tennessee.
Oh, I was going to ask
Tennessee
where.
Tiki. Yeah.
Tennessee Tiki. Yep.
So
Tennessee.
Cute.
These guys, just for the visual, if you're not watching on the stream, they literally all did pull their phones out to follow this monkey.
Absolutely.
On Instagram.
There
Tiki
are
the Monkey
multiple.
Only
oh my
has
God.
4 posts thus far.
The little video,
monkey's
the little
taking over
boomerang.
This show.
So cute.
That's a cute little monkey right there.
I want one now.
Sure. That might change your mind, Clinton.
Sure. I'll look at it after the program since we're trying to do a radio show.
Look how
here.
Cute that monkey is.
That monkey is monkey. Terrifying.
That's
oh, my God.
Compared to a chameleon.
No.
It's going to rip your
get
face
that
off.
That monkey
you can see
away
it.
From me. That's a scary-looking monkey. It's got, like, recessed eye cavities. No, no, sorry to your friend, but no, that's not.
Can I say,
I mean, it's not my friend you're talking about. It's her monkey.
It's her monkey.
So it's
yeah,
okay.
I guess that's true.
Can I say to all 710 listeners right now, this monkey currently has 127 followers right now on Instagram.
It just gained
by 7 p.m. tonight? Could we, by 7 p.m. tonight, get this to 1,000? Like, and all of a sudden, Amanda's friend's like, what happened? And she's like, we talked about Tiki the
this
monkey on the air.
This is your bit now. You're trolling people's social media.
Yeah,
you did
this
yesterday.
You know, and I'm trolling monkeys' social media.
Fair enough. All right, not humans.
No, Tiki's got 100 followers.
No,
130.
It just keeps going up.
We're arguing over a monkey's social
I'm on
media
it right
page.
Here.
Hey, you started all this.
Oh, wait, maybe that's the wrong one. That's, oops,
that's
another
that's
Tiki
the
monkey.
Tiki.
There are multiple Tiki monkeys. All right, Cap, last one for you here. Would you rather have a skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos that appear all over your body whenever you are dishonest?
What on earth?
Yeah, whenever you lie.
Where do you find these questions?
They're all over the internet.
Yeah. We try to figure that out,
multiple
Amanda.
Sites, not just one. I've gone through a lot of them.
So my body changes colors based on my emotion.
Doesn't that kind of happen anyway?
But yeah, I mean, people turn red when they're like, you know...
But if I lie, my whole body.
Embarrassed.
Yeah. Like if you're greedy, your body turns green.
So you're like a walking mood ring.
What?
You're walking mood ring. Exactly.
Or you get tattoos if you lie.
Yes, you get tattoos all over your body every time you lie.
I'm going.
And none of you have tattoos.
No, I'm going with emotion and color change. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want tattoos all over my body.
Yeah. Same.
I don't mind tattoos, but I don't need them to, like, pop up.
No, just
you
randomly. Like,
yeah.
If I'm going to have tattoos, I want them to stay. I don't need them to pop up when
exactly.
I lie.
Exactly. I'm trying to make my statement. So I'm going to go with the changing color skin.
Yeah. Laura, are you the same way?
I'm going to do the walking mood ring.
Mood ring. Give me the tattoos.
This
I already got a bunch of them.
Hold on. This is too, like, skin change color chameleons
right.
and moods.
You want me to go with something a little more, a little bit easier for you? I like being
that's
a little
not
weird.
Not easier, but maybe, that's, you know, out of, like, skin changing.
Yeah, maybe we can break out of the,
it changes.
Out of the,
you know,
out of the shapeshifter world.
Some days it's going to be about pogo stick hands and arms, and some days it's going to be about, you know, would you rather have a drive around on a
giraffe?
Do
you have anything Rams related?
Next.
Is there anything Rams related
in
Rams training camp?
Nothing. So this will be the last one then, and we'll go to Laura. Are you ready to go, Laura?
I'm good to go.
Okay, so we'll be a little bit nicer here. Would you rather forgive or forget?
Oh, goodness.
Forgive.
What are we doing?
This is a stupid
question. We're crashing.
All right. Okay, we'll skip to the next one. These are not fun ones. All right, fine. Stop it. Let me go to my website here. Would you rather be able
to. I know, right? What is this, a 13-year-old's middle school sleepover?
Was it spin the bottle we're playing?
Thank you.
Go to snacknation.com and you can find these. Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or be able to see someone else's entire future anytime you want?
Ooh. Oh, this is a good question. I would rather be able to see.
That's for Laura.
Jump the gun.
I would rather see everybody else's future.
Not your own. Okay.
No, because it's only 10 minutes.
But you're only seeing 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't care about 10 minutes.
Right. It's the investment. The investment. Because, see, listen.
You can kind of change your direction.
Right.
Exactly.
Hold on. Clint, if I meet somebody and I'm like, I think that person's pretty cool, but I'm not really sure, I'm like,
let's go
Greg
10 minutes.
Style. I can see the rest of their future. Is that really somebody I want to hang out with?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can help myself by knowing others more than I can just by knowing my own. See?
Facts.
Valid point. You're
Thank
so smart.
You. Made a very persuasive case, really.
You know, well, you know, us in the Handsome Man community, it's something we work on. We teach that.
Television's Clinton Yates.
In this program.
I think because of that right there, I changed my mind.
Yeah. Ha-ha!
I'm just going with whatever Clinton
That's
said.
How it works.
I just needed you to think for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right. That's because you have decided to keep your beauty rather than have your brain purge.
And I've also decided to let him see into my future than me see into my own.
Right. So, okay. Teamwork. That worked.
There you go. Amanda, it is great to be with you today.
Thanks, guys.
How are you enjoying day one of Rams training camp? You're a veteran out here.
I am. I've been here every single year. I look forward to it every year.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Amanda. Appreciate that. No, this really has been great. The setup's been fun. We have some fans clearing out now for a visual standpoint. I think practice is over, so we're just going to be out here kind of set striking and watching guys drive gators around with big dudes picking up footballs.
That's right. But you know what? Maurice Jones-Drew is standing by. So when we return, MJD going to talk to us from here at training camp. Yeah, the SLK is live from UC Irvine for Rams training camp day one. This is the home of Rams football. Yeah, the home of Lakers basketball, the home of the LAFC. And last night we were even the home of the Angels. How about that?
Halos.
Clinton Yates, Maurice Jones-Drew is sitting down.
What's up, buddy?
MJD, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. A little hot today.
Yeah.
Right? Well. It wasn't supposed to be like this, but I thought it was a great practice. I thought the energy and the environment was awesome. It's a good day one.
How did you think that, you know, sort of the team kind of reacted to the fans and stuff, and just in terms of having people back? What does that feel like as a player in terms of the energy you get feeding off that?
Some guys feed off the energy, right? Other guys just kind of go out there about their business. But you could hear the big plays. You could hear the roar of the crowd, the big catches, the interceptions. You know, when the quarterback guys were getting close to the quarterback, you hear the crowd. That makes you want to go out there and play more, play faster, right? I always tell people when you're in high school, and your high school game is kind of like a college practice, right? When you're in college, your college game is close, but not close as an NFL practice, especially with fans out there, because you have so much talent and so many guys out there. So you expect – I mean, guys are out here just flying around, right? Yeah. You got guys trying to make the team. You got guys trying to, you know, show out. You got pictures and social media. And these guys showed up, and I thought the fans brought a ton of energy. I saw Jalen was talking trash with Robert Woods earlier. Terrell Burgess had a big interception. Everybody's celebrating. The fans are going crazy. It was a really good environment for football today.
All right. MJD is on SLK, and we are here at Rams training camp. So you had one of my favorite plays ever in NFL history, okay? And I know that the guy who was on the receiving end of it is listening right now, and he's going to be so pissed that I'm bringing it up, but that's why I bring it up.
That's not his fault.
The play where you're down on the goal line, Chargers versus Jaguars, and Sean Merriman is kind of in his prime as a pass rusher. And MJD, all that leverage, gets underneath him and picks him up and throws him down. I mean, popped him, knocked him out. And people were like, MJD, kind of like little compared to Sean Merriman, who's a big old monster. That was one of my favorite plays, dog. I loved it.
I appreciate that. You know, I've talked to him about this. It was a little tension early on, but, you know, cooler heads prevailed. I felt like, you know, I told him, I was like, look, you got set up, man. That whole drive, we were throwing receivers at him, fullbacks.
Good play call.
Tight ends. Great play call. We got down there. We had already set up in the week. Like, look, just go and take your shot at him. He's not going to be ready for it. He's probably going to think you're going to cut him. And, you know, he fell for the okey-doke. It happens. It happens to the best of us.
Speaking of great play calls, talk to me a little bit about what you think this offense can do now that Stafford has come back in. We talk about the 11 package. Cooper Kupp is back. Does this open things up, or does it just allow you to do what you did better?
No, so I have to say this. I really feel like if the Rams had Cam Akers in this offense, ooh, watch out, right? Okay. Cam Akers, not only is he a great runner, he's a great receiver, he's a tremendous blocker as well. I think Daryl Henderson can do that as well. We just haven't seen him do it for a whole 16, now 17 games, right? So you got to make sure that he can stay healthy that whole time. But as you saw out here, I mean, Stafford was putting the ball on the money. I mean, every time the ball was thrown to receivers, hit him right in the face or in the chest. It wasn't, you know, behind him. I mean, these dudes are catching the ball and they're running. And so you have an experienced quarterback, a quarterback that hasn't played with a play caller like McVay, right? You're playing with a quarterback that is, you know, only had 1,000-yard rusher. And so it's one of those things where I think he's going to kind of benefit a little bit more. You're going to see a lot more explosive plays. Explosive plays are 20 yards down the field passes or 12-plus runs. You'll see a ton of those, right? We saw the big play to DeSean Jackson from the backside of the offense, streaking across the field, and Stafford puts it up there, and he's running by himself. You had a lot of that in the last couple of years. Somewhere along the lines, it broke down. Maybe Jared didn't see him, or it was a little bit of pressure. I think with Stafford, that ball is coming out quick and is getting where it needs to be. You're going to see a very explosive offense. I think more explosive than we've seen than 2017.
Oh,
All right.
So you're going to see an offense that can go.
All right, Maurice Jones-Drew, let me get your opinion on this. You get offended as a running back when you hear people say that Cam Akers goes out. But come on, this is the new version of the NFL. Everybody's got to have 2-3 guys. I mean, you tell me. You think that that's overblown? Is it?
No, it just depends on the runner. I mean, people, they didn't do that with me, so I don't get offended, right?
He's like, listen.
But it just depends. I think Cam Akers, the thing is, they drafted because Sean believes in the running game. He believes that you have to have guys run the ball with a certain skill set, right? So he drafted two of them, obviously Henderson and now Cam Akers. Cam goes down. Henderson has to step up and be that guy.
Yeah.
You have Jones as well back there. They're going to see if he can fit it, and they're going to figure out who can be that second and third guy for them. But at the end of the day, I mean, if you have a guy, you're going to run him. I mean, let's be honest. When they had Todd Gurley, they ran Todd Gurley. It wasn't a we have this guy in the backfield, right? Todd was offensive player of the year. The next year, even when he got banged up, they were still trying to run him until he got really hurt, and then they had to bring in C.J. Anderson. And so McVay is okay with running one guy, right? And again, it's about being available more than anything. It's can you stay healthy for 17 games? And so some teams believe in running back by committee. Some teams believe in just having a horse.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, whoever that guy is, he has to be available, right? And I think if Henderson shows that he could be available, he'll end up being that guy, right? If he isn't, which we saw, even Cam Akers got banged up last year. They were kind of splitting time because both were getting banged up. If they can stay healthy, you'll see them both be the guy.
You mentioned DeSean Jackson quickly. Obviously, him coming back, injury is an issue just in terms of hopefully he can stay healthy and be a contributor. But the guy that I think is the most important in this wide receiver core and has been for a while is Cooper Kupp. Can you tell me a little bit about what you think he's bringing and what is, you know, where you think he is in terms of on the same page with Stafford and in this offense right now?
Yeah, you know, Cooper, so this is the thing. You have – They had two number one wide receivers in Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. So you can't lock one down. You know, you can't put your number one guy on one because the other guy is going to go to work. Now when you add DeSean Jackson to this mix, now you're going to say you're going to put your third DB on Cooper Kupp. What do you think he's going to do?
Right.
He's going to go to work, right? If you put your third DB on DeSean Jackson, they're going to go to work. So they've put pieces in place to help Matthew Stafford. I think Cooper Kupp, when you watch him out here, when he's coming out of his break, the ball's on him.
Yep.
They're already on the same page, which is weird to see. Because a lot of people don't understand this, the terminology and the verbiage of the offense is of any offense in the league is so different. Yes, it's the same place, but it's like speaking a foreign language, right? So if you've been speaking English for 4 or 5 years, and we'll say Stafford's been speaking English for 9 years in Detroit, he has to come here and speak Spanish. Well, normally, you have an issue, right? Normally, there's a little miscommunication. You saw that with Tom Brady and the Bucs early in the season last year, right? But as the season got going on, he got better. You don't see that out here with Matthew Stafford. It seems like they know what they're doing right now. And Stafford, I don't know if they put a lot of extra time in or if he just bilingual. I don't know. He could be trilingual, right?
Right.
But he is on point with the ball. He knows where the ball is supposed to be. And if it's not there, he gets to his check down right away. And that's important. So I think they put a lot of work in throughout this offseason to really prepare themselves to have an opportunity to make a run at this thing. It's going to be important to see if they can do it.
All right. Maurice Jones-Drew, the radio analyst of the Rams. You'll hear Rams games here on 710. He's on the SLK. Before you go. We've been talking a lot the last couple days about Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12.
Oh, this is a great question.
And what we've been talking about is what happens eventually to the Pac-12. Will they be a conference that maybe goes and finds some new members, or will USC and UCLA, just using them as an example, I'm sure that's something you're thinking about.
I mean, them big teams, those big schools in the Pac, right?
Yeah, so what do you think? I'm just curious your opinion.
Yeah, quickly. We got a long time. Just wondering what you think,
First of all, I think college football has done a tremendous job of making it their own entity, right? And then you talk about Oklahoma, Texas being the big breadwinners of the Big 12. So I don't think UCLA and USC leave because they're the West Coast teams. You got that L.A. market. They're going to be there. But I could see a Colorado, a Utah. I could probably see a Washington State. You could probably see maybe Arizona State, maybe Arizona.
Yeah.
But I think that core Pac-8, the one that started the Washingtons, the
Oregon,
Cal, Stanford, Oregon's, those are UCLA, those are going to stay there because that is what the West Coast is about. You're not going to see those guys leave and go to the SEC or leave and go to the Big Ten because it just makes no sense.
Yeah, MJD. I'd like to see them go pick off whoever's available, like Kansas, for example, because you got football and basketball. Not that football's very good.
We don't want Kansas, man.
Don't want Kansas. No, you don't want them.
I don't know.
Colorado, I thought they were the next
state over. Is basketball good in Kansas still? I mean –
Aren't they pretty?
Were they good? I don't remember. I don't remember them in the tourney. Were they in the tourney?
Yeah, they won the national championship this year.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
In basketball?
No, Baylor they didn't.
Did,
but
bro.
I was going to try Baylor and convince
did.
You.
Baylor did.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I was going to try and convince you. That
no,
they did.
There's no way. I follow basketball because UCLA. We had them beat. We had Gonzaga beat to the guy. He shot it from the 50 yard line and makes it. And he stands up on the thing like he does that all the time. Like,
hell
come
of
on.
A shot. It was a hell of a shot.
No, it wasn't. It was luck. He just
of
threw it up.
Of course it was luck.
My son does that all the time, and he makes it half the time.
All right. I just wanted to get your opinion.
UCLA should have been in there. That's why I'm upset. That's why. Okay, I got to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, why you got MVD all fired up?
I got to go, man. Pack 8.
Get out of here, man.
Maurice Jones-Drew, you'll hear him all season long on Rams radio broadcast. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, bro. All right, we are live from Rams training camp, driven by your Southern California Hyundai dealers. Get the Hyundai you've always wanted. It's your journey, so own it. Coming up next, back to the downtown L.A. studios at Unique, at UNEEQ underscore. We'll have what you need to know. That's next. This is SLK on 710 ESPN.